Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.
Release it all. Will you catch me in a dress fall?
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. This is Whiplash. Okay, listen. Let me do that. Okay, the time is 2 o'clock. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with your host, Aaron, broadcasting live out of Queen's University campus, Lower Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. One of my favorite times of the week anyway. And today I am joined by two very, very special guests. If you want to introduce yourselves.
My name is Corey.
My name's Madeline.
Yeah, and I believe that this is Corey and Madeline's first time on air, right?
It is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I love being here when it's people's first time on air. I mean, it makes me nervous because I feel as though I'm being watched very intensely, and I tend to make mistakes every single week. So I'm probably not the best role model, but it's also okay to make mistakes. Like, every you're not a robot. It's okay. Yeah, I'm super, super excited for today. I feel like I say that every time. I say that every single time. I'm really excited. Sometimes I make a script, sometimes I don't make a script. But yeah, I wish I kind of asked you what you were into and what you wanted to play, but that's too late because I'm going to play what I want to play. Yeah, so the concept of Whiplash, I have no theme every single week. No concept, no theme. I get to play whatever I want to. Very immature in a way. Not great production value, but it is what it is. I have a lot of fun with it, and yeah, super, super cool. So I'm going to go straight into it. Our first song today is Dig Me Out by Misha and the Spanx. And you know what? Sometimes I kind of forget about Misha and the Spanx, but they're a really, really cool duo. And I don't know, I just got reminded of them because they are performing at Broom Factory next Wednesday or Thursday with a KPP concert. So if you're looking for something to do in the middle of next week, go ahead and do that. They played Spring Reverb this year as well, I believe, that they headlined. So super cool to see them come back so quickly. I believe that they're out more west, I think, in Alberta. But yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, usually I'm right, but that's okay. But yeah, this is Dig Me Out by Misha and the Spanx on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Shallow pit. Get any deeper, I can't get out of it. I get it, I can't look away. I said I get it, I get it. It just pulls me like a trigger, baby. Lightning hits me, I can't see. I'm burning up, I got no relief. Wake me up from this fever dream. I can't look at the pages, look at the pages, look at the pages. Oh no, no.
Everybody's waiting for the man to say sorry.
just heard Death by White Lies, but that was the Crystal Castles remix. I found that earlier today. It's, you know what? I don't think I liked it when I first heard it, but I was like, no, I have to like this. I was like, how do I not like anything by Crystal Castles? So the more I listened to it, the more it grew on me. Before that was I've Been Evil by Spirit of the Beehive off of their new album, You'll Have to Lose Something. Oh no, I've lost myself here. And then before that was Spies by John Times 2. And then I started that set off with Dig Me Out by Misha and the Spanx. Oh my gosh. Music is so fun. I love music. But yeah, I am, if you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm joined by Corey and Madeline today, which is really exciting. I always love having people, join me, co-host with me. But I just found out that both of you are really, really into literature and theater and that kind of stuff, which is really, really cool. I personally love Shakespeare. But yeah, you said you're in a Shakespeare course. Like, are you guys reading any plays right now? Are you doing the sonnets? Or? Yeah,
so we just finished The Taming of the Shrew.
And I think I just read that this summer before school started. Yeah.
You're doing Titus next, right?
Yeah, the really bloody one. The really bloody gory play is next.
Oh, I think I know what's next for me.
It's been really cool because I feel like a lot of the shows are ones like you read like Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet in high school and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of the shows that we're reading or the plays that we're reading this time are ones that I haven't read before, it's a nice excuse to get to read them all.
I know. I sometimes get a little like butthurt. Like I my heart aches a little bit when I hear people say that they don't really like Shakespeare, and I'm kind of just like, no, I feel as though you guys are just being forced. To, like, that's why you don't like it.
I feel like getting to see it live was a big shift. Like, I always really liked reading it, but I just loved it so much more.
What did you see live?
I saw Twelfth Night this summer, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we watched a recording of, which one is it?
Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
The Catherine Tate and David Tennant one. Okay, yeah, I'm very familiar.
Yeah. So seeing it, like, acted out, I feel like makes it a lot more relatable.
Yeah, exactly. I think because it kind of lacks that physical aspect, a lot of people can't really connect to the material. But no, I would 100% urge people to especially Much Ado About Nothing. It's on YouTube. It's free.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is Hamlet. Out of all the ones that I've read, I've read it like 5 or 6 times at this point. I don't know. I find it really comforting. I think it has everything. I think it has comedy, drama, like tragedy. Like, I don't know. I think it's pretty meta in a way. So I really, really love Hamlet. I always go back to it when I'm kind of like looking for something to read. But I have like a huge Shakespeare anthology that I got from a thrift store in Montreal. And I'm always like, oh, which one should I read next? But Taming of the Shrew, I actually didn't enjoy as much as I thought I would. No. Just because I think I was like, 10 Things I Hate About You. Let me read Taming of the Shrew.
Right?
And then it was just like the antithesis of 10 Things I Hate About You. And I was like, wow, this is so sad, so awful. That's really, really cool.
I found myself like, I kept waiting for the part when someone was going to come save her.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's like, oh, it's a comedy. This is supposed to be like the happy ending.
No, that's what I thought. I was like, it was literally like supposed to be like a comedy, and it was like hell.
We talked a lot in class about whether it's like how much of it is maybe like a commentary on like things of the time and like the male fantasies of power and stuff.
Yeah.
But even with that discussion, I still feel like reading it was still very uncomfortable.
It was really uncomfortable, and in the beginning I was like kind of like, oh haha, like yeah, and then like I was like, oh
yeah,
oh, like she's actually not being treated like a person. I was like, this is awful. So don't read Taming of a Shrew, just watch 10 Things I Hate About You and live in your fantasy world. Up next is Lumbar by Crossed Wires, and then I have a really, really good shoegaze song that a fellow programmer Cooper just showed me yesterday by the Drop 19s off of their album Delaware. It's the title track, Delaware. So I've really, really been enjoying listening to this over the last couple days, and I hope that you do as well.
Buddy! check. You may crawl into the falling night. Oh, the sky is breaking. I'm even shaking. I was walking on the other side. I was walking on the tracks again. Well, if you've seen me from the calling light, keep your head down. Millions inside.
Started that set off with Lumbar by Crossed Wires, and then you heard Delaware by Drop 19s, who are a 90s shoegaze band. They're really cool. Their album Delaware is fantastic. After that was a new track, another title track actually, off of the Gurriers' new album Come and See, and then you just heard Closer to God by Fat Dog, which they kind of when I heard the song, they kind of sound like a mix between Black Country, New Road and Bottle Actress. Or like I said last week, I don't really know if it's called, if they're called Bottle Actress, because I heard another programmer pronounce it like that. But yeah, so super, super cool. And that is a new track off of their new album, Woof, which has some really cool cover art as well. It's kind of like a neon post-apocalyptic like dog invasion, like oh my gosh, what is that thing? Godzilla? Godzilla style, like, yeah, coming through. Yeah, it's really cool, really cool. Yeah, we're entering the second half of my show today. Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about some traveling behind the scenes here. Does anyone want to say, like, where their favorite place was that they've been to? Could be not even just this summer, but...
Yeah, I think, I mean, this summer I didn't really go. I went to Stratford, which was fun.
Nice.
But I think my favorite place I've been... is probably like visiting my family in Ireland, because I liked when we were in like the bigger cities, but like just being in like the smaller counties, like where my family lives, yeah, is always really nice. It's like beautiful there,
mm-hmm,
and visiting like beautiful castles and stuff with my family is always my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest things. Is like I spent a week in Ireland this summer. It was my first time going there, but I thought it would be enough time to kind of see like the city and outside of the city, and unfortunately I didn't really make it, yeah, very far out into the countryside and coastal way, which I was very, very upset about. But I've heard it was absolutely stunning.
If you ever make it back, like Bunratty Castle is, mm-hmm, the one that we always go to, so that's like my favorite because I remember going there when I was like little.
Aww,
so that'd be my recommendation.
Nice, that's such a good, yeah, memory. For you?
My favorite place that I visited this summer was probably Edinburgh. I went to see the Fringe Festival and I was there for the first few days, so everything was very cheap. It was still the previews, which was a nice way to see a lot of shows. I saw like 12 shows a day. It was really fun. So yeah, definitely want to go back there again, hopefully next August, so I can see more theater.
Nice. Oh my gosh, 12 shows a day. I don't even think I made it to like 3 shows, quite frankly. Oh my gosh, by the time that I was there, everything was selling out so quickly. Even the free shows, like people were booking ahead, like, and I didn't even know that was a thing. So I was like, it's a free show, you just like show up, line up, what? No.
I tried to get into a free like Dune the musical show that was like right across the street from when I was staying. I tried to go like 3 different times and they were always sold out.
No.
Like, people were lining up at the door and they just cut you off and be like, no one else can come.
Oh, that's so awful.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, I really wanted to see the Dune musical, even though I've never read Dune.
Oh my gosh.
The shows that I saw this summer were both like in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I went with my mom to Sarah McLachlan and then Alanis Morissette, which was really fun.
Oh, nice. I think May was at that one as well.
Yeah, the Sarah McLachlan one was fun too because it was like the 30-year anniversary tour,
mm-hmm,
and which means my mom was like the exact same age I am now when it first came out. So that was pretty fun to go with her.
Dragon Little Pill.
No, that was for that would be for Alanis, but right. From Link Towards Ecstasy for.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's so fun. Yeah. No, it was really cool. I don't know if you have the same experience walking up the Royal Mile and then everyone's handing out flyers and stuff like that.
Oh my God, yeah. I was collecting so many flyers.
There were so many flyers, and some people's, like, their description of their shows were absolutely insane. Like, there was, like, a gothic witchcraft, like, dramatic Shakespeare thing going on. I was like, well, I really want to go to that, but it was at midnight, and I was like, do I really want to go to that? And like, they were some people gave away like free tickets, which was like really, really awesome.
When it's like the show is happening the next like 15 minutes, they'd just be like, please come see the show. And yeah. Like, I'm sorry, like I have something else I'm going to. But yeah, I got so many flyers. I think my favorite show that I saw was Gwyneth Goes Skiing, which is about Gwyneth Paltrow hitting that guy on the ski hill a couple of years ago, and the trial that like happened, and it was such a funny show. There was so much audience participation. I think they also did one about Princess Diana that was like written up by the Sun for being like deeply respectful to her memory, but apparently it was very funny. That was at the end of the month, so I didn't get to that.
Yeah, even if you didn't get to go see a lot of the shows, just seeing the posters around town were like so funny. Like they were all parody posters and stuff. Absolutely incredible. Like if you listener have not gone to the Edinburgh Fringe, absolutely you have to go at least once in your life. Like there's street performers everywhere. There's free shows. Like people will literally pull you off of the street and be like, there's a show happening in 5 minutes.
Come watch.
Like come watch it. Just the town is run amok with like famous comedians and like all that kind of stuff. Like just such a fun time. Everyone's there for the same reason. So fun. Yeah, even if you are more into like the arts and culture part, like go see the tattoo as well. It's supposed to be amazing. I consider myself too young to go see the tattoo, so I'll go see that later on in my life because I'll be going back to Edinburgh pretty much every few years anyway. But yeah, no, that's super, super fun. I always love when people get to get out and go travel because so much of life prevents you from doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. But no, that's super, super fun. Up next is Relics by Patio on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Watch out. We'll be right back.
heard I Want Ya in My Cell by Prison Affair, and that is off of one of my favorite playlists on Spotify right now. I don't remember who the creator is, but if you're on Instagram Reels a lot, it's like that really cool person who's like really cool eclectic music taste with like kind of like blonde and brown shag, like a shag cut, and like I love their teeth. I'll just put it out there, I love your teeth. But yeah, it's like an egg punk playlist. And then before that was Spiraling Out by Soft Cult off of their 2024 album Heaven. And then before that was Relics by Patio. I think I just found them through the Spotify algorithm, not gonna lie. But we are unfortunately at the end of Whiplash today. I hope you have enjoyed and definitely enjoyed more voices that aren't mine speaking into the mic today, because I know sometimes I can get really repetitive and irritating. But yeah, thank you so much to Corey and Madeline for joining me today. Yay! Yeah, super cool. Keep an eye out for them. Hopefully they will be around more on the airwaves with you when you are tuned in to CFRC 1.9 FM. Yeah, this has been Whiplash. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I hope to see you again next week. If you liked today's show, fantastic. If you didn't, still tune in next week. It'll be completely different. But yeah, up next is a fantastic song that I hope that you enjoy. It's Ultra by Panteros 666 in Zorza, who I have the privilege of seeing in January of 2025 in Toronto. That'll be super, super fun with my besties, who are definitely not listening right now, Alex and Christina of The Witching Hour. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this next song. I hope it sends you the vibes that you need to enter the weekend with. Bye. We'll be right back.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
On Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
For 50 years, the Banry Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Banry for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Banry Center's website, follow Banry Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It was inevitable. The world seems to be saying bye-bye, boomer.